This third chapter from the first letter of St. John, we see this battle between light and dark, good and evil, God and Satan. So it's fitting in this shadow of the Nativity that we have this reading, putting right before our face the reality of this spiritual battle that we're in. Because this is the reason why Jesus was born, the reason why the second person of the Trinity took on flesh and entered into our world to conquer the power of Satan, the kingdom of darkness. We heard these wonderful words of Jesus, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." You know, this Matthew's gospel, writing to a primarily Jewish audience, so the name God was revered and not spoken really at all. And so when he says the kingdom of heaven, he's meaning the kingdom of God. And Pope Benedict writes beautifully about this, that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is Jesus Christ. So that when Jesus is near, so is the kingdom. Not so much a geographical space or location, but the spirit of God and all of that comes with being near him is at hand. And so he has this constant theme, the same theme that John the Baptist preached, repentance. The same theme that the apostles would go out and preach, repentance. The difference between Jesus' notion of repentance and maybe John the Baptist, John was asking people to look back at their sins and repent for the things that they had done. When Jesus calls us to repentance, it's more the forward thinking, looking to what's coming ahead, preparing ourselves to receive the fullness of the gift, the fullness of the grace. And this is why it's so important for us to read this and believe this about this spiritual battle that St. John talks about discernment, about the spirit of the Antichrist. And what's a constant theme in that reading today? Keeping the commandments, the spirit of obedience. If we want to know if we're living within the realm, the kingdom of heaven, how obedient are we? And he says that they listen to us. He as an apostle, appointed and called by God to lead and to teach the people. Our bishops are the apostles of the day. So are we obedient to our bishops? Or do we follow the spirit of the world and listening to what the world tells us? The world of self-sufficiency and self-knowledge and I know better? Or am I willing to submit to the teaching authority of the bishops? It's pretty clear and simple. I mean, we can have all kind of fancy other little things, but do I live in conformity to the Spirit of God, which is made known to me through the teaching of Mother Church and the clear teaching of our bishops? Or do I make my own way and pick and choose what to believe? Let's pray for the grace of docility, of that humble obedience to Mother Church and to the teaching of her bishops. Amen.